Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Katie Wagner with NOAA Fisheries Public Affairs, and thank you for joining NOAA's media teleconference to announce nearly $240 million for new fish passage projects through the Investing in America agenda. Our press release is now available in the newsroom on the NOAA.gov website. Joining me today is our speaker, Janet Coit, the Assistant Administrator for NOAA Fisheries. With that, I'd like to welcome Janet, who is joining us for the opening of today's call.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you all for joining us on our call today. I am thrilled that we're making this bipartisan infrastructure law and Inflation Reduction Act announcement today on behalf of the Biden-Harris administration. This is an unprecedented level of grant funding that will supercharge our fish passage and tribal fish passage projects across the country. It's also an unprecedented opportunity to secure funding up to $20 million, which opens up opportunities for partners to carry out large, ambitious projects. We're recommending nearly $240 million for 46 new projects this year, plus an additional $38 million of future year funding. This historic level of funding will help recover endangered migratory fish and support sustainable commercial, recreational, and tribal fisheries nationally, while also benefiting myriad other species that depend on healthy ecosystems. This administration is committed to supporting tribes, and we're pleased that 21 of these projects, more than $112 million in funding, will be led by tribes and tribal organizations. Also, half of the remaining projects will directly involve tribes and are aligned with tribal priorities. These fish passage projects will support our nation's fisheries and the many communities that rely on them by reopening migratory pathways and restoring access to healthy habitat for fish across the country. Among other actions, these projects will remove unsafe structures like dams that have fallen into disrepair, and also help communities adapt to climate change by reducing the risk of flooding. We're super excited about the opportunities BIL and IRA funding are providing for habitat restoration and fish passage around the country. We're looking forward to working with partners on amazing outcomes that we'll see in the years ahead.
Thanks so much, Janet. We will now take specific questions about the announcement from the call participants. For this portion of the call, we have two subject matter experts on the line to address questions. We have Carrie Selberg-Robinson, Director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Habitat Conservation, and Tysa Shostak, Restoration Center Deputy Division Chief, also with NOAA's Fisheries Office of Habitat Conservation. Operator, please remind the call participants how they can get into the queue to ask a question.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. It is star 2 to withdraw your question. Once again, star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Todd Richman with Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi, Janet. I'm a little confused about what recommending $240 million means. Are you saying this project deserves this much money and somebody somewhere has got to stamp that with approval? How does this work?
Hi, this is Carrie Selberg-Robinson. I'm the director of the Office of Habitat Conservation, and I am happy to take that question. So we are recommending these to our grants management division, and we are going through the last stages of our grants process. And during the review process, these last stages, there might be some slight tweaks to numbers as we work on the final paperwork with these partners. And in the coming weeks, we will finalize that paperwork and have a grant agreement with each of these partners. So they don't need to apply. They just need to go through the last stages of our review process.
This is Janet. Did that answer it for you?
Not really.
Because I think, let me say it a different way. We are announcing the projects that will be receiving this funding. We're not saying the funding is going out the door today because there's this final step once we let the grantees know before we do the grant agreement and they have the funds in hand. But these are the projects after a very competitive process
that have been selected
okay.
for funding under this program.
So this money has been appropriated. It's available and ready.
Yes,
to be
this is money to. From both the bipartisan. This is Janet again. The bipartisan infrastructure law, supplemented by funding from the Inflation Reduction Act, and we have it in hand. And have several grant programs. And today we're announcing two fish passage programs, a tribal fish passage, which was specifically for tribal applicants, and a broader fish passage. And these are the grants after a super competitive process that have been selected for the funding. But we have the funds in hand from those legislative efforts.
So the projects were already selected?
Correct. This is Carrie Robinson again. Those projects have all been selected in the announcement that we're just making this afternoon. We have the funding in hand, and we are working on the final paperwork. And then partners will get started on these projects.
But Todd, I want to emphasize that it was a competitive grant process. We had about four times the amount of applicants as we had funding, so they were selected through our rigorous review process, and these are the kind of top-notch countries, projects across the country that will benefit fish, reconnect rivers, take out impediments. So they're very exciting from a fisheries perspective in terms of restoring habitat and bringing back healthy migratory and other species.
Okay, so I guess it, in layman's terms, you're announcing the winners, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Olivia Eberts with the Publix Radio. Your line is open.
Thank you. I'm wondering if there's a deadline that these tribes and other organizations have to finish their projects by.
Hi, this is Carrie Robinson again. There is not a deadline that they need to finish it by, but we have a period of time that the funding is available to them. And I'll have Tysa walk through that in a little more detail for you.
Hi, this is Tysa Shastri. Yes, the funding will be available depending on the project start and end date. These are often multiple years that the funding is available for, so the partner, the grantee, will receive the funds, and they'll have anywhere from 3 to 5 years to complete their project.
Did that answer your question?
It does. And if I could just ask as a follow-up, how competitive was this process? How many people didn't win this grant?
This is Carrie again. And the demand for our national fish passage competition was four times higher than the resources that we had.
And so what kinds of things then did these groups have to present in order to, I guess, prove that these passage removals, these dam removals and passageway clearing will increase fish population?
Could you repeat the first part of your question again? I lost that there.
Yeah, I'm just curious what kind of application materials the groups had to present in order to sort of prove that their projects will make an impact on fish numbers in these areas.
Thank you for repeating that. I'm going to have Tysa talk a little bit about the things we're looking for in applications for these projects.
Hi, this is Tysa again. When we solicit for these projects, when we advertise for them in our funding opportunity announcements, we outline the evaluation criteria that we're looking for. So the things that we want to hear from the applicants in their proposal in describing their projects to us. Some of those things include the ecological benefits of the project. So we look towards these proposals and these applicants as they're describing the benefits to migratory fish and other ecological benefits that might come out of this project. We're also interested in things like co-benefits alongside these projects. So as Janet mentioned in her opening remarks, things like flooding reduction, building resilience, both climate and community resilience. And then we're also looking for the technical merit of the project. Can it be done? How will it be done? Describing the process by which they're proposing to do the project. And then lastly, we're also looking for community engagement. How well are they engaged with the community? How have they reached out to stakeholders? That's another key element that we look for in these project proposals and that we take a look at when we're evaluating them for selection.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Todd Richmond with Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for taking another question. I see on the news release the number of projects are listed under like second round. What does that mean? And the second question I had was, do you have any idea how many are actually dam removal projects?
This is Carrie Robinson again. I'll start with the first part of your question. Today, we are announcing our second round of projects for Fish Passage and Tribal Fish Passage competitions. In December of 2022 is when we made the announcements on round one. One of the exciting things about the bipartisan infrastructure law is that it provides 5 years of funding to do this fish passage work. So we have taken that funding and we will have three rounds of competitive opportunities for partners to apply to do this work. So round one was announced in December of 2022. Today we are announcing round two. And in the future, we will have round three.
So it's the $240 million today just for round two, or is that for round one and round two so far combined?
That is for round two.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sydney Cromwell with Southern Science. Your line is open. Sydney Cromwell with Southern Science, your line is open.
Sorry, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. My first question was, is there a timeline at this point for when the round three competition will begin? And my second question was if you could give a general overview of how progress is going on the projects that were funded in round one.
This is Carrie Robinson again. We don't have a timeline for round three yet, but I would anticipate as early as later this calendar year or early next calendar year. We're still working through those details and staying focused on round two, and then we'll turn our attention to round three. In response to round one, one of the exciting things about the projects that we're funding is that we're funding all stages of the process. So we are funding some projects that are at the idea stage. They're just designing the project. They're meeting with members of the community, meeting with engineers, thinking about what the needs are. So we're funding that kind of work all the way through the process to construction. And so all of those projects from round one are in various stages of progress. It just looks really different for each project depending on the stage that they are in the process. So we're seeing some really exciting progress on round one. If you go to our website, we have some stories where we have been working with partners to get the word out about the exciting work that we're doing together in these different places around the country.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Todd Richman with Associated Press. Your line is open.
Janet, how would you respond to some conservatives, some are in Congress that are saying that these projects, especially dam removal projects, are based on shoddy science and actually are doing more harm than good to the environment, especially on the Klamath River in Northern California and Oregon, leaving behind silt and mud plains and the thought that fish are going to be able to find their way back upstream is just based on hope rather than actual science. And what would you say to that? Well, how would you justify the science behind these fish passage projects, especially on dam removal?
Yeah, I'll, this is Janet Coit. Thanks. It just so happens a couple weeks ago I was out on Klamath, and that's an example of a dam removal project that will benefit multiple species of salmon and is very, very exciting. We've seen with projects, so let me answer this in a couple ways. With projects like the Elwha Dam removal, it can take a couple years. As you know, salmon have a cyclical life cycle to see the full benefits of recovery. But the projects that we're funding with this or the dam removal in the Klamath, you know, are based on, from our perspective, the best available science. And we have seen when you provide habitat that fish like salmon are very resilient and they will return when they have habitat to return to. So when I was on the Klamath, I stopped at a fish trap that the Karuk tribe was maintaining to see, you know, what types of fish are coming up the river this spring. And it was so, you know, exciting. It was different year classes of salmon. And, you know, we have every confidence that in those areas that the dams have been taken out and the rivers are having a chance to re-meander and to rebound, that the fish will return. And we've seen that happen in other projects. So I have 100% confidence. We know about the sedimentation. That particular project was designed to have a big flushing flow to move sediments down the river. But again, it's not a miracle that happens overnight. You know, it takes a few years for habitat to be restored. But nature, you give nature a chance, and she will rebound.
Thank you.
There are no other questions at this time.
With that, I want to again thank today's speakers, Janet Coit, Kerry Solberg-Robinson, and Tysa Shostak. An audio file of today's call will be made available online on NOAA.gov following this call. And finally, if you have any follow-up questions, please contact me, Katie Wagner, at 443-458-8480. Again, 443-458-8480. Or you can email our team at nmfs.pa@noaa.gov. That's NMFS for National Marine Fisheries Service, .pa@noaa.gov. This concludes today's call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for participating in today's conference. Have a wonderful day, and you may disconnect.